You're now listening to the Fantasy Filler Podcast, where we put you in the driver's seat every week, all year long. In the NASCAR racing world, from top news stories, latest results, and best fantasy lineups, we'll have you up to speed and out in front before the drop of the green flag. So let's dive in with our host, Vanilla Wafers.
Race number 22 is upon us, which means NASCAR makes the return to Richmond Raceway. Just only a few races left before we dive into the playoffs, so it now matters more than ever to make sure to score points, but most importantly, get the victory, as we're going to be talking about our top fantasy picks on today's episode of the Fantasy Filler Podcast. Now, if I'm talking in a lower tone, I do apologize for actually multiple things. It's not just going to be the lower tone that I know this video, this episode is being out a little bit later than usual. It has just been a rough situation as far as uploading this podcast, both good and bad. Good being that we hit 5,000 subscribers on YouTube, and I was really celebrating that. But that required me to put a lot of focus on getting that video out, so I was not able to do it Friday. And today, I've had just this horrible banging headache that you guys probably experience whenever you hear me just starting to yell into the mic. Well, I've been having that all day today, just been hoping it would go away, and now it is almost midnight, and we still haven't been able to get my headache away, so I'm just going to power on through this. I got to make sure you guys get the best fantasy picks for this episode, as well as for this weekend, so hopefully many of you guys can hear this before the race begins. Again, I do apologize in advance that this one is about 24 hours later than usual, but we do make the return to Richmond Raceway, a racetrack that has been kind of mixed as far as performance goes. I know the most recent race here, the racing was pretty decent, but before that, it's one of those tough racetracks where you can get a super exciting race, and I'm hoping things can change up just a little bit here in this weekend. I mean, we've had a few exciting races the last few weeks, so maybe they're going to keep that momentum, especially for the simple fact that we are getting closer to the playoffs, and we already know the point situation. You got people like Chase Elliott and Alex Bowman who are more than a race behind in, as far as points go, so they're aiming to try to get a victory this weekend. And you also got people like Ty Gibbs, Daniel Suarez, AJ Allmendinger. They're trying to get some points here and there to be able to advance on into the top 16. And then you got Michael McDowell and Bubba Wallace, who just came off some great performances at Pocono. They're hoping to keep that gap between those guys, as if they are able to do that and we got no additional winners, then they will be locked into the playoffs. So there is a lot of important situations, scenarios, and multiple things to really keep an eye on here this weekend that will play out towards the playoffs this year. Without further ado, guys, why don't we dive into our fantasy picks? I know we usually do a bit of the news at this part of the episode, but like I said, I want to get these fantasy picks out for you guys. And the faster I get this out, the faster I can lie back down and get some more ibuprofen. So let's dive into it for this week's fantasy picks here at Richmond Raceway. Alrighty, guys, let's first start off with our top picks here. We're going to have five top picks, one from each manufacturer plus two extra, as we are going to be going through 15 drivers that we feel like should be the best fantasy picks here for this weekend to fill up our roster of six drivers, where we'll have one in the garage, five count towards our final points, as well as four featured matchups. If we are able to get those correctly, we will be able to get 10 additional points for that weekend. So let's look at our top picks here. I think this weekend it's going to be pretty obvious which manufacturers are probably going to be doing the best, and that's just Toyota. Toyota just tends to do really good here at Richmond. For one, they do have the sponsorship, and so Toyota does their best to be very competitive. And two, the team as a whole at Joe Gibbs Racing, and even you see it with 2311, they're just dominant here. All those drivers have equal opportunity almost every single time we show up here to get the victory. One of the top picks for sure, in my opinion, is the number 11 of Denny Hamlin. Now, I know a lot of people are not really big fans right now of Denny Hamlin, and believe me, I totally understand. But Denny Hamlin just feels like a top pick for multiple reasons. One, he has a lot of momentum. Two, he's had a lot of success here in the past. And three, look at the races coming up. Are there any of those races that really pop out to you that you're just like, oh yeah, Denny Hamlin's going to be a top contender? The only one I can really think of is this one right here at Richmond. I mean, you look at the Indy Road Course, you look at Watkins Glen, those are not really racetracks that really pop out for Denny Hamlin. Daytona, it's kind of a crapshoot. So if you only have one pick left for Denny Hamlin, this is the race to do it. And he's already started off the weekend well, as he will be starting off in the third position. And if you look at his past finishes here, he's got a fourth place finish and a victory in the 2022 season. Both second place finishes in 2021, where he led on average 200 laps in each of those races. I mean, this is just a dominant track for him. His biggest fear is just the fact that if he can stay out of trouble, just because he's caused a lot of controversy here in the last week. However, I still feel confident that it will be a really good showing for that number 11 team. Now let's move on to Chevrolet, who should be our top pick here. I think the top pick here for Chevrolet is going to be William Byron in the number 24. William Byron has been just with a lot of momentum in that number 24 machine. It's never stopped. It really never stopped. And I think a lot of people expect that to happen this year, and that just hasn't been the case. And this team was also very notorious for coming back to second events and just really just putting on a showing. And we saw it at Pocono. They had themselves a really strong car. If there was anybody who was going to compete against those Toyotas, Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr., it was going to be William Byron or Kyle Larson. So you really can't count out William Byron here at a race he almost won last year. I like William Byron a lot. He's kind of like in that similar spot compared to Denny Hamlin as far as the next three races go. After this one, I don't feel too confident on throwing him in there. So I like William Byron here at Richmond for the remaining part of the regular season. So we got a Toyota. We got a Chevrolet. Now we got to figure out who the hell we're going to be putting a Ford on here as our top pick. Because Fords, oh man, they've been kind of rough. But I think the safe one for this weekend will actually be Kevin Harvick. And the reason why is Kevin Harvick's starting to get that momentum almost around the same time that we saw last year. And look at his last, eight or nine finishes here. A fifth place finish in the spring race, a victory, a second place, an eighth place finish. He did have that 24th place finish at the beginning of 2021, but even before that, seventh place finish, fourth place finish, second place finish, fifth place finish. Just very, very consistent runs. His average running position always around the top 10. If Kevin Harvick is going to be able to get a victory here this year, I thought it was going to be New Hampshire. If it's not New Hampshire, Richmond felt like the next best racetrack. Stewart Haas Racing, for some reason, with that number four car, has been really good here at Richmond. So I feel confident as looking at Kevin Harvick as a top pick. As far as any other Fords go, I just don't see anyone really edging out Kevin Harvick at this time. You got one driver who we'll be talking about here in a bit that's been getting a lot of top 10s, but I feel like Kevin Harvick is more that top 5, top 3 driver, so that's why we're considering him as a top go-to guy here for this weekend. Just a couple more spots here, to be exact. Who are we going to include here? Are we going to be including, and why am I trying to cause some suspense here? We know it's going to be the Toyotas. We know the Toyotas are going to fill up the rest of this roster, so you might as well include Martin Truex Jr. as well as Christopher Bell. Let's first start off with Martin Truex Jr. Martin Truex Jr. is trying to win the regular season championship, and it's going to be really hard to beat him. I'm rooting for William Byron, but Martin Truex Jr. is looking just a tad bit stronger than that number 24 car here in the summer stretch. And I think another track he's going to be able to beat him is at this one this weekend. As the Toyotas, like I keep saying, they look really good. They look really strong. And if you look at the last eight finishes here at Richmond, he has been able to finish 11th or better. Three victories in that time as well. There's really no slowing down Martin Truex Jr. at this point. And oh, by the way, here in the spring race, even though, yes, it was outside the top 10, he was still able to lead 56 laps with an average running position of 7th. Martin Truex Jr. should be another slam dunk here. He'll be right there with his teammate Denny Hamlin as well as Christopher Bell. Christopher Bell with his worst finish in the last five races here being a 6th place finish. I mean, how can you really shy away from Christopher Bell? He's going to be really strong here in this race. Once again, I can almost feel it. And so you can really be confident if your whole roster looks like a bunch of Toyotas, because trust me, like I said, in the past, they've done really well. So those are our top picks here for this weekend. We have the number 11 of Denny Hamlin, the number 24 of William Byron, the number 4 of Kevin Harvick, the number 19 of Martin Truex Jr., and of course, the number 20 of Christopher Bell. All right, now it's time to dive into our pretty good category. These will be drivers that we feel like will be running inside the top 10. However, we don't think they're going to be running for the victory. I know there's some names here that are absolutely screaming out, and don't worry, they're the names that you expect. And that is the number 8 of Kyle Busch first leading them off. Kyle Busch will be starting in the second position, and he's shown really, really strong speed here in the past. Now, granted, that was with the Toyota. Let me see where he finished earlier this year. It was a little bit outside the top 10 as he finished 14th. So that is a bit of a concern, but like we've said, he's had a lot of success here in the past, and right now he's showing some speed here early this weekend. So more than likely, he will show that same speed during the race, and him starting out in that second position, that should be confidence enough for you to put him as a number 3 pick, number 4 pick. I don't think he's going to be able to edge out the Toyotas here in this race, but I feel like it should still be a good showing for that number 8 machine. While we're talking about the front row, let's include the number 45 of Tyler Reddick. Tyler Reddick was able to score a pole here in this race, which is already a huge benefit, as here at Richmond, it has been a struggle for him in the Cup Series. Not one top 10 yet. And that's crazy to think. So why in the world are we putting him in the pretty good category? Well, things are just really showing that Tyler Reddick is becoming the stronger Toyota in that group. Not saying he is, but he's getting really strong. He's almost like the top 3 right now as far as performance has been. The momentum for that 45 team has been absolutely spectacular. And this is a racetrack where he's probably not the most successful at. And what does he do? He's able to start on the pole for this race. That's already something that really catches my eye, showing that this team is doing everything they can to make the improvements in areas they need to. 2311 is making steps in the right direction. They're almost right now at this point edging out their performances over Trackhouse Racing, which I think is their closest competitor, in my personal opinion, since they started at the same time, they expanded at the same time. It makes a really good comparison. So Tyler Reddick right now seems to be leading the brigade. I think he's edging out Bubba Wallace in a lot of his performance. So at the very least, include him as a number 4 pick for this weekend, because I think he's going to be able to break that top 10 drought and be able to run there near the front, if not lead quite a few laps here in this race. A couple more spots here. Let's include the number 5 of Kyle Larson. He was the winner of this race earlier this season. I think a lot of people were kind of scratching their heads on why in the world isn't he a top pick yet. Well, it seems like Kyle Larson has fallen off here in the summer stretch. And trust me, he's still showing some really good runs, definitely. But it's not nearly as strong as what we saw him in the spring race, during the springtime, excuse me. So Kyle Larson should be running inside the top 10. I think William Byron will have a slightly better race than he does here in this race. And maybe even Chase Elliott, if Chase Elliott's able to recover from his, I think he's starting in the back due to the fact that he failed pre-race inspection twice. I do believe that's an automatic send to the back. Don't quote me on that. I'll make sure to do a double check on that. But those two drivers are already looking stronger as far as performance goes from the Hendrick camp over Kyle Larson. But still, with that being said, I still think Kyle Larson's still worth your pick. And looking at the races going forward, maybe you'll pick him at Watkins Glen, maybe over this race. But if you have two picks still for that number five team, this is definitely a good one to include him on your fantasy roster. Let's talk about a guy who's been very consistent here in the past. Hasn't really shown too much speed yet at this time from what we have seen in practice and qualifying. Still, you cannot count him out when it comes to Richmond, and that is Joey Logano in the number 22. Joey Logano definitely showed some speed at the beginning of the Pocono race, where I really didn't see him being that strong. I honestly did not see that one coming, but he had himself a really good run. So they're starting to get a little bit speed back with this Team Penske. And Penske, I think a lot of people were very nervous about them. I don't think they're quite where they're at and they need to be at this time, but making steps in the right direction. And right now, the person who's leading it has been Joey Logano. Ryan Blaney has been close, but I think Joey Logano's is head and shoulders with this team. And in the last five races here, he has been able to finish seventh or better in four of them. Actually, let's include the sixth one. In 2020, he was able to finish third, lead 45 laps. He's really good at this racetrack, and it's really hard to not consider him, at the very least, a number three, number four pick for fantasy rosters. So, yes, Joey Logano may have heard of quite a few teams earlier last week, but again, that was a restart issue and also just a bad situation as far as towing goes. This is a short track. I don't see Joey Logano really dropping that tremendously as far as performance goes. So he's a good driver to go with here this weekend. I got a good feeling on him. And then for the last driver here in the pretty good category, let's include another Ford. I did not think the Fords were going to make a comeback, but by God, did they do it here, as we are going to include the number six of Brad Keselowski as a pretty good driver to go with this weekend. Even when he was struggling in his first year with RFK, he was still able to put some decent finishes, running around in the 11th position for the most part of the race. Unfortunately, he finished 15th in the fall race, but let's look at his race earlier this season, where his average running position was 9th, and he was able to finish 10th. Definitely steps in the right direction. They are showing that speed. I don't think he's going to be able to get a victory here in the regular season. I know a lot of people are really rooting for him, and he's had some strong performances, but it always feels like there's like one or two cars that have the edge on him almost every single pit cycle. It seems like, yes, he's looking good, but there's that one guy who's stronger every single time. With that being said, Brad Keselowski was able to qualify 13th, so he's going to be right around there in close to the top 10. So I will not be surprised if he's able to score stage points here early in 1 and 2. So Brad Keselowski should be a good reliable pick for a lot of teams, especially as like a number 4, number 5 pick. I wouldn't say he's like your number 2 pick, but if you're using him as your 4th or 5th, you're going to be really happy with his performance. So those are the drivers in the pretty good category. We have the number 8 of Kyle Busch, the number 45 of Tyler Reddick, the number 5 of Kyle Larson, the number 22 of Joey Logano, and the number 6 of Brad Keselowski. Now it is time to talk about our drivers we're going to be taking a chance on here this weekend for our final spot as our garage pick. Who knows? These drivers could really surprise us and could be the sleepers that we are looking for to make the difference for our fantasy roster. We got 5 drivers to choose from. Let's first start off with yet another Toyota. Let's include the number 54 of Ty Gibbs. Ty Gibbs is definitely showing speed, which is something really great to see, and he needs himself a great finish here this weekend as he's trying to do everything he can to make it back up into that top 16. This should be a really good showing for him. I really do believe that. I feel like Ty Gibbs is going to be able to run around inside the top 10. It's just a question of whether or not he's going to be able to stay up there from beginning to end. He's gotten himself a really good qualifying spot as he was able to qualify, and it looks like it was the 7th position, so that's already a great start for him. If he can just maintain that position here for the first stage, then he is definitely going to be a viable driver as far as a sleeper goes. So Ty Gibbs, a good sleeper for this weekend. And let's include, let's cheat a little bit. Let's talk about a driver who is doing everything they can to finally just get like a top 10 since the early May, or ever since his return back from injury, and that is Alex Bowman. I want to believe Alex Bowman should have a good weekend here at Richmond. Like, this seems to be a really good track for him in the past, And if Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, and William Byron have shown some speed, you got to believe that Alex Bowman's going to be there in the mix. And he's also been able to get some solid top 10 finishes here and there at this racetrack. An 8th place finish in the spring race, an 8th place finish in 2022. He was able to win the damn thing in 2021, and a 9th place finish in 2020. So definitely has shown some consistency. However, when there's ever two races for Richmond on the schedule, he tends to only finish in the top 10 once. So that is a little bit concerning. With that being said, I don't think we've been really relying on Alex Bowman that much here through the summer stretch. So we probably have a few picks from him. But to be honest with you, I think this is going to probably be his best showing here for the rest of the races in the regular season. I think Richmond is his best shot of getting his best finish. So we shall see what Alex Bowman is able to do. Oh, by the way, he is also trying to make it in on points. I know he's going to try to get that victory, but maybe he's going to be playing some strategies to be able to be up front in some of the stages. Who knows? We've seen some drivers be able to do that, and sometimes it pays off. So keep an eye on that number 48 of Alex Bowman. Could be a good sleeper. Next up, we have the number 34 of Michael McDowell. Michael McDowell has just really turned things up here during the summer stretch. I mean, this is crazy. I am absolutely proud of this team to be able to be running inside the top 16 in points. I don't think anyone really expected that. I know I didn't. But they've been able to do that despite the fact that they lost a good crew chief here with this team. And Michael McDowell has just been delivering with this car, just absolutely been putting on great performances. Don't believe me? Look here. This is when they were struggling. He was able to finish 6th in the spring race. Look at Pocono, was able to be really consistent in that and put a gap between him and the cutoff line. Michael McDowell is definitely showing a lot of people that here during the summer stretch, he has a strong showing. So by all means, throw him in the garage area. Keep him there, because right now that momentum is looking good. He's been playing his races very, very smart. So I don't see a reason not to trust him this weekend. Two more spots left. Why don't we throw a curveball here? Let's talk about a driver who just really hasn't shown it here this year, but I for some reason I just can't bring myself to it that he's going to struggle here in this race. I want to include Ryan Preece as a gamble pick. I know I've said Ryan Preece a few times and it's really bit us in the butt, but there's just got to be that one race where he really is able to run around in the top 10, especially with his Featherlite experience. And I feel like it should be this race. Where was he able to qualify? I think he qualified in the 11th position, so just barely outside the top 10, making it into the second round. And let's also look at practice. Oh, by the way, actually, this is really funny if you think about this. He actually had the fastest time. Ryan Preece had a speed of 1:14. But since he didn't make it into the next round, those other guys were able to go back out on the racetrack again. And the pole sitter, which was Tyler Reddick, had a speed of 1:13.689. I just thought that was just completely random, but also a little bit silly that I had to bring that up, that the guy who qualified 11th technically had the fastest time on the board. But let's look at practice. Practice definitely showed some signs of maybe a consistent car, as that he was looking pretty decent as far as his 10 lap average goes, as he was just barely outside the top 10. And we had 32 drivers that were able to run 10 consecutive laps in practice. So that is closer to the top. And so Ryan Preece will be right around in that mix if he keeps the car clean. I want to believe that this will be a good showing for him. And let's hope that is true, because, gosh, this 41 team just needs some bit of good luck. They didn't have it last year with Cole Custer, and they're not getting it right now with Ryan Preece. Hopefully they can turn things around here this weekend. We got one more spot left to go. And people may consider this one cheating, but you know what? I'm still going to do it. The number 9 of Chase Elliott is a driver to take a gamble on. Now, why in the world did I throw him in the gamble category? Like, that makes no sense at all. We use him for quite a bit. The reason why is I'm looking at this is if you have one pick left. What race is he going to shine the most? Is it going to be the super speedways? Will it be the road courses? Or will it be here at Richmond? Or it could be Michigan. I'm looking at this right now, and I'm remembering what we saw in the spring with Josh Berry being able to finish inside the top 5. I think he finished 2nd. And I'm looking at his speeds in practice right now. He's going to do everything he can to get that victory. And I would not be surprised if that 9 car surprised a lot of people here this weekend. And by the way, I was able to confirm he lost his pit spot, but it doesn't look like he has to go to the back of the field. That was my mistake. The only person who has to go to the rear is AJ Allmendinger, because he had Derek Cross substituting for him as he was racing up in North America. So my mistake on that. But Chase Elliott still is going to be able to hold on to his starting spot, which is going to be in the fourth position. He has shown some great finishes here in the past, with a couple of top five finishes in 2022, 2021, as well as 2020. So good consistency right there. I don't know. I feel like if there's going to be a race where he's definitely going to do his best to turn things around, it's got to be right here at Richmond. If he's not able to do this, then he's not going to be able to make it into the playoffs. Yes, I know a lot of people are like, but what about Watkins Glen? What about Watkins Glen? I'm not going to feel too confident on him winning Watkins Glen if he struggles in this race, to be honest with you. So he is definitely a gamble. If you have one pick left, this might be the race to go with. It is definitely far-fetched, but this could be Chase Elliott's best showing here in the final few races that we have for the regular season. So those are the drivers to take a gamble on. We got the number 54 of Ty Gibbs, the number 48 of Alex Bowman, the number 34 of Michael McDowell, the 41 of Ryan Priest, and the number 9 of Chase Elliott. Now it is time to look at our four featured matchups here for this weekend, and we got some very interesting matchups coming into this race. Two of them feel like they are tough ones, while the other two seem like they're no-brainers. But we know how this podcast has been in the past, that our featured matchups haven't worked in our favor. Somehow, some way, I was able to get all four of them right last week, and I was able to win that weekend. So I still don't know how I did it. It had to be a fluke, but let's see if I'm able to do a 2-for-2. So here are the featured matchups. We'll start off with the first one. We got the number 3 of Austin Dillon going up against the number 45 of Tyler Reddick. Yes, Tyler Reddick has not been able to finish in the top 10 yet here, while Austin Dillon has been able to do that in the past. I think Tyler Reddick's a stronger option to go with. Toyotas, like I keep saying over and over, look really strong right now. They've shown speed in practice as well as qualifying. Tyler Reddick has one of the fastest cars. Austin Dillon will be starting in the 17th position. This is mostly just due to the rivalry that we saw at Pocono, so I'm giving the edge to Tyler Reddick. I think he's the best option to go with. Matchup number 2, we have the number 11 of Denny Hamlin going up against the number 5 of Kyle Larson. This is, again, probably a situation that happened last week where these two were going at it, and Kyle Larson was very upset about it. This is going to go to Denny Hamlin right now. Kyle Larson is going to have himself a good showing. He'll be right there in the mix, but I think Denny Hamlin is going to be the stronger driver to go with. Unless Kyle Larson, if you think he's going to deliver his revenge the very next week from the incident, then I think Kyle Larson is the one to go with. But as of right now, as far as speed goes, Denny Hamlin is the better option. So I'm going 2-for-2 with Toyotas. Third matchup here, we have the number 7 of Corey LaJoie going up against the number 41 of Ryan Priest. Again, another Pocono incident, because these two got into a skirmish on pit road at the end of the race. Well, it wasn't really much of a skirmish. It was Ryan Preece yelling through the window of Corey LaJoie. I'm going with Ryan Preece. Ryan Preece is starting in 11th, while Corey LaJoie is starting 31st. Corey LaJoie hasn't really shown any speed right now, and whatever kind of consistency he had during the springtime, it's definitely fallen off here during the summer stretch. I think Ryan Preece just has a higher ceiling right now than Corey LaJoie, so I'm leaning towards that number 41 machine. And the final matchup here, we have the number 20 of Christopher Bell going up against the number 4 of Kevin Harvick. Now, here's the tough one. This one is honestly a toss-up. Now, Christopher Bell does scare me with his starting position. He is starting 29th, while Kevin Harvick is starting in the 8th position. So, Kevin Harvick gets the advantage right there. But Christopher Bell, like I said, the last 5 races, he's finished 6th or better. Kevin Harvick, he has been able to finish 5th. In the spring race, he was able to get the victory in second place in 2022, so he's able to edge out Christopher Bell in 2 of those races. In the 2023 race, Christopher Bell edged him out by 1 position. But let's look at 2021. I think that will be the difference maker. Let's look at 2021, even though they're completely different cars. You got Christopher Bell finishing 3rd and 4th, while you have Kevin Harvick finishing 8th and 24th. I think Christopher Bell is the option to go with. I have a hard time going against Toyota here this weekend. it just feels like it's going to be a Toyota show. Yes, you'll have some Chevrolets here and there, and maybe even one of them will be able to sneak a win, but the Toyotas will be definitely covering most of the top 10. We didn't even talk about Bubba Wallace. There's a chance he could finish in the top 10. The reason why I didn't include him is just for the simple fact that he has really struggled here in the past. But I am going to go with Christopher Bell over Kevin Harvick. So those are our featured matchups. I have the number 45 Tyler Reddick over Austin Dillon, the number 11 of Denny Hamlin over Kyle Larson, the number 41 of Ryan Preece over Corey LaJoie, and the number 20 of Christopher Bell over Kevin Harvick. And those are our fantasy picks here for this weekend at Richmond Raceway. And that will conclude our fantasy pick episode. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Like I said earlier, we were able to hit 5,000 subscribers on YouTube. What a journey that has been here in the last 2 years. 2 years ago, I decided to make my first NASCAR video, and I don't even remember what it even was. It was something just really poor editing. And then last year, at this point, we were at 1,100 subscribers. Now we're up to 5,000. We've grown almost four times in size, and that's just unbelievable for me to think about. My goal for the end of the year is to hit 10,000. I know it's a far-fetched goal, especially now that we're in the final third of the year. But you never know what happens. I'm still going to keep putting in the work, and I cannot thank you guys enough for the continual support that you've been showing me. Even with this podcast here, this podcast was the one that started it all, so you guys were the original ones to keep my momentum going, my consistency, and just me being strong. So you guys are definitely the ones to thank for me hitting that milestone. So thank you. If you do want to follow me on any social media besides YouTube, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok as just look up Vanilla Wafers and I will pop up immediately right next to the other cookie brands. But if you just put it all together as one Vanilla Wafer, you'll be able to find me on Instagram or TikTok, either one that you prefer, as I post the same videos on both of them. But Instagram has been also getting a lot of followings as well, as we're almost to 300 there, which is actually a huge growth that I haven't seen from a social media platform in quite a while. Like 302 months, that's crazy to me. So again, thank you guys for that. Or if you want to talk to me during race day, you can reach me out on Twitter at VanillaWafers44. Lots of people have been asking me questions or just sending me their thoughts, which is really, really cool. That has definitely grown a little bit here in the past few weeks. So thank you guys so much for doing that. And thank you for listening to this episode. I know it was kind of a monotone kind of episode, but you know what? We were able to fight through it. I'm like sitting here with my eyes closed trying to look away from the light, but by God, did we do it. So we can be proud about that, guys. So let's wrap up the episode here. I have been your host, Vanilla Wafers, and I've been able to take you to the front of the field. So why don't we grab that checkered flag, do some burnouts, and head on out. So you all take care. This has been the Fantasy Filler Podcast.